and students were sitting in at the administration building of the University of California.
Let me tell you a tale of campus sin, tables and reasons.
Some of the speakers,
today the students built a mountain.
This is their story,
Cape Ludwig's Fountain, defying law and order. Thinking, God forbid.
Strength here, which you have.
It all started out near Sather Gate, September 30th, was the fateful date. The rebels sat in cans in hand, a threat to traffic on the Regency, and a threat to traffic on the Regency land. The sabotage, the intercampus slake conspiracy.
Oh,
the rebels were thought they had won
the
their hand, they came aside
from
the thought
after
they'd
a week
see, genuine sin at the halls of Big C,
tables to test the
civil disobedience,
recruitment of members, political
an essay
and social
come alive,
action, had their
that's
names
education
taken,
in action
and
for you.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Big Students
then
signed a declaration
spoke
in
tones
March
of woe from our marble
five,
steps, you'll have to go, we would
Sproul
threaten,
Hall.
But we'll tell you true, might be forced to suspend you too, policy, you know, regulations, we can back them up too. Call out Nolan's police.
I built something. Why don't you help us?
The students left the steps that night but returned to the tables in a show of might. Cops tried to split them, but to no avail. 400 gladly went to jail.
Fantastic. I want to personally meet the students, and I know you're doing it for yourself.
Kind of jail that's
just beautiful.
All the eight
students.
Then came the show of patriotic might, rotten ex-burstmen by the dawn's early light, red-blooded last of fraternity lane, proudly upholding Cal's great peace shouting, we want our cause, we want our,
some
we
faculty
want,
members were concerned
we,
that the demonstrations would damage the university.
Friday Eve brought a glorious sight, 500
cops
just ditching for a fight. Clark
Hall
was bluffing, Mario knew, but they signed
tactics.
A pact, and the cops were the
Here,
true.
Two students replied.
They'll write a book about
the
it. They'll call it a motorcycle for your thoughts.
What do you expect of us? We have been driven to the first civil disobedience on
the FSM is now in action at the multi-U. There's a multi-faction. Free speech is coming because some spoke out to get all our rights. We're going to have to shout, but don't worry. It's okay if you wake the people up because morning's coming.
Discussing nicely, where has the faculty been during all this? Should the faculty be leading us?
Leading! If this university... It's so rough.
Well, now
so
I am a Berkeley student.
This will demonstrate my student's ethics and free speech. The cause this university to collapse from outside pressure.
Now,
I
don't kick me out of school.
To my support for it.
Because we're the free. Come and join the FSM.
The first reported students as attacking police officers. These charges were denied by the students. Here, taped on the spot, are the events that
I went to Mr. Kerr.
The office will walk through the
Memphis
Tax Plan.
And here's a word they
except
said.
On a number of them. The demonstrators.
The pink I just can't teach you, son.
Very good.
Because you're
a
Russian
friend.
Come and join the FSM.
And the two doors, the two center doors of Sproul Hall.
Join the FSM.
There are eight, nine,
and I read my Constitution.
The door, behind them are some other
here's what it says to me.
Downstairs.
There's many got fight
one,
and die. Now the men who fought for freedom, here's what I hear from them. You want to get your liberty.
The arrest of Jack Weinberg. On October 1st, students again set up tables to protest the ban. Deans, accompanied by campus police, approached the tables and out of many Mannings singled out Jack Weinberg, a recent graduate and a civil rights worker, and had him arrested for trespassing.
A little while ago, something happened to me when I was taking a walk through the old UC. In front of Sproul Hall, I was told to grab a seat when somebody gave me an apple to eat.
The table appeared.
So I ate it.
Right hand side of the gate as you face it.
Figured I better stick around, though, and find out what it's all about.
As well as asking for contributions for sick, placards.
Well, after I got done eating the fruit, I feel the heel of a combat boot. There's the cops all right, and they're making their way to a car with a roof like a big ashtray. People on top of it.
As on the other table.
Inside of it.
Container.
All around it.
Contributions.
Bed pans out the window.
Challenge. And now we're at 21 minutes of 11. The tables are moving.
A new denonaire with speeches it's making. All around me I could hear the eggs breaking. And the sulfur stinks and the eggs lax in our drinks. I was wondering who did these things.
And the table from University Park.
Found out, though.
Are you aware that by not doing so, you are subjecting yourself to probable disciplinary action? I must inform you, if you are a student, you are violating university regulations, and if you are a non-student,
chances said you had a through. Said that we ain't done with you. And that's why all the bearded bards are here, along with the frat man and their bear.
You come with me then.
You can't blame them, no. Only wanted to see law and order restored out west.
Come with me peacefully, or we're going to take you. Either one, whichever you want to do. I'm talking to this person right here. Do you understand?
We are going on for several hours over who were the brave and who were the cowards, who were the right and who were the wrong.
Now you're either going to come with me, or we're going to take you. All right.
Although someone said that extremism in the pursuit of liberty is no vice. Sounds right.
They haven't charged me with anything yet. I'm under arrest. I want to tell you about this knowledge fact.
There it was, getting late. Speakers are still insatiate.
Certain of the
claiming they've been wrong, and where's free speech? I was just glad I was out of reach of them football players.
Certain of the products are not coming out to standard specifications, and I feel the university is trying to purge these products so they can once again produce for the industry exactly what they specify.
Well, I'm still listening to the heckler's curse. It's a new wave of stormtroopers trying to disperse us.
Precise words.
It's for our protection, any fool can see, like the cops at the mass meetings in Mississippi.
Orders from industry. So many
all in
these,
a day's work.
So many of these. The university very willingly obliges, and in fact turns out exactly what they are ordered. Mass production, no deviations from the norms are tolerated.
Now that it's over and the smoke is cleared, I've heard the funny story that I ever heard.
And they decide
they say that 40% at least they know are out of town agents of Fidel Castro.
They decide they're not willing to be another thing produced.
Didn't hear
by
nothing about Khrushchev though.
And they protest. And the
guess that's why they got rid of the old boy.
Obliged. I'm sure all these gentlemen here feel very morally upset about this. They're not cool men. But I'll tell you about that in a minute. It might take them a while to arrest me. They feel obliged to purge these non-standard products. We want to see social change in the world in which we live. We are human beings.
Well, he
who
takes
have ideas.
My buddy's name.
We
and
think,
he takes me just the same.
We talk, we discuss. We feel that we as human beings,
well,
first
I read
and
second,
must take our stand
read my constitution
on every vital
long
issue
ago
which faces
well,
the
now
nation,
I read
and
the Bill of Rights
the vital
nice
issue
slow.
Of
I don't
discrimination,
know much, but this I know
of segregation,
ain't got no right,
of poverty, of unemployment.
And there's freedom in the air.
Following this speech, the police came to carry out the
freedom
arrest.
In the air,
Jack went
I be
and
mine.
Was carried to a waiting police car.
If he crime, speak my mind. I'm guilty, but I'm feeling fine. There's freedom
then,
in the
with the permission
air,
of the bewildered
mine.
Police, persons who
and
wished to
tell
speak
me, which
stood
side
on the
roof
of the car,
on,
and a dialogue
mine
was opened. From the
which
top of the
side
car
are you on? Tell me now. Are you going to stop, turn, hide your face? Just when it looks like we'll win this race. Which side are you on, baby mine? Well, we will walk along together, baby mine. We will walk along together, baby mine. Well, now, win or lose,
people
ask stand or fall. You take one, you gotta take us all. Each
like
name means a thousand,
things,
baby mine. And there's
and
a man going round, taking
a pretty great play.
And there's a man going round, taking names. Well, if
why
he takes my buddy's
we
name,
got
he gotta
here
take me just the same.
Now
there's a man going
over
round,
you know,
taking
great
names.
Man.
He's taking those
great
names.
Great ideas. They said, why did you want to stay here? I said, well, it's free there.
I'm gonna put my name down, brother, where do I sign? Sometimes you have to lay your body on the line.
Say,
we're
going to
make this campus free and keep it safe for democracy, so I'm going to put my name down. We can't solicit funds, I thought, you know, that would be a hideous crime way down the road. I got a brother in a southern jail, and he needs money for his bail, so I'm going to put my name down. We're going to have Clark Kerr fired, I thought, you know, yes, we're going to see him unemployed way down the road. We're going to give him that good old deadline, make that headline, make that red line. I'm going to put my name down. Take the students back, they said, I thought, you know, at least until you've proven them guilty way down the road. Clark Kerr simply uttered no, the Constitution's red, you know, I'm going to put my name down. Now we're going to break the rules, I thought, you know, yes, we're going to talk and think way down the road. What do we want? Why the mess? The Constitution, nothing less. I'm going to put my name down. Other, where do I sign? Sometimes you have to lay your body on the line. We're going to make this campus free and keep it safe for democracy, so I'm going to put my name down.
And it's got the right to hear those people out there that say you're an ass. But Clark Kerr didn't see it that way. And he says, well, you might join your club. Well, frankly, I got a mic. Right. I want that right.
Well, I said to my mama, going downtown, she said to me, son, why do you put me down? Send you to a place where they love you like me. I'm going to send you to Berkeley, to the university, where it's warm, pretty, pretty, and also warm. Warm, pretty, pretty, and also warm. People that love you like a mama would do. Well, it's a hoop, pretty, pretty, it's a hoop with a view.
Oh,
so I packed up my clothes, put on my hat. I asked the police, my mother's Berkeley. I said, that's in California where the living is fine. Lots of pretty women you can call all the time. But it's warm, pretty, pretty, and oh so warm. Warm, pretty, pretty, and oh so warm. People that love you like a mama would do. But it's a whoop, pretty, pretty, it's a warm with a view. I walked to Mr. Kerr with my hat in my hand. I said, sir, won't you let me be a college man? He looked me in the eye, patted my head, he changed my diaper. Here's what he said, but it's warm, pretty, pretty, and oh so warm. It's warm, pretty, pretty, and oh so warm. The people that love you like a mama would do. But it's a whoop, pretty, pretty, it's a whoop with a view.
They'll never do anything. Why should they? Nothing is going to be done for
well, I
have
me a penny.
And
I
you, and you,
pick it out, have me just
you,
one big
and you,
walking
and
on
the
campus,
and
what do I see? But a thousand policemen, and they all agree.
And if you don't give it to me, I'm going to go
so
check. I'm not going to say
pretty,
I like it. I'm going to fight.
People that love you like a mama do.
That's not necessary. If you won't fight for what you believe in, you don't deserve to have it.
He says to me, boy, give me my coat and hat. I'm going to do what I
what
dream
we
of mine.
Know,
it's pretty, pretty,
if
and oh so warm.
Are not
warm,
released,
pretty, pretty, and oh so warm.
If the
people that love you like a mama would do. But it's
Monday
pretty, pretty, it's
morning,
a you.
We will call on PAs, faculty members, and students to stop going to class. Yeah. If those charges are not dropped, because this is the limit, we'll organize this campus like the CIO organized the factory.
All Maine's news, man.
The students received support from the local clergy, which happened to receive a one-week moratorium and amnesty for the suspended students and the arrested
news,
Jack
Weinberg. Me taking
however, their attempt at mediation was rebuffed by the
is it 'cause my long hair, or because of
the substantial concession, then they publicly go on record as supporting continuous violation of all of the
constitutional
administration's
rights to
life.
Oh, hey, Miss Newman,
they personally in favor of bringing their own tables on campus.
Oh, would you want old Abe Lincoln have a
crew
just like you?
They asked the students to disperse first and bargain later. After consideration of this suggestion, the students replied,
Well, you say that I'm a commie. Say that all my friends are
red. That the people here who has stood by these nine.
Yeah, you call me a commie.
Personally committed.
Say that all my friends are red.
Who voted overwhelmingly to hold on to this car. Whether these people are prepared
yeah,
to
but we've been fighting
here
for freedom. Well, you've been sleeping in your nice warm bed.
Well, what can you do for us, Dean? And you know what I told him?
Oh, I don't know if I'm subversive.
I never compromised
myself.
Just
want to say what I
feel.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm subversive. Just want to say what I feel.
If we do disperse, it's my opinion.
Well, it's funny how us subversive. Just keep whining for democracy.
Of embarrassing the administration, of showing we're serious, and don't leave when we're threatened.
Yeah, my boots are
taken away from us.
My collar is just no buttons. My boots are
old.
My collar is just no buttons now.
I'm addressing this to you. It's your decision.
Yeah, but you don't need no tuxedo. When you're fighting for the right to
remain. Always prepared to stick to our principles and go to jail. Let me hear it. Yes, sir.
As I was out walking,
we'll stop every damn automobile they bring on this campus.
I walked out in Berkeley one day. I spied an old man all sad and dejected. His hands, they were shaking. His hair, it was gray. I see by your looks, boy, that you are a student. These words he did say as I tried to go by. Come sit down beside me and hear my sad story. Then
I have been asked
his head and he gave a deep sigh.
Leaders that are meeting with President Kern, Mr. Powell.
It's here on the campus that I am the chancellor.
They feel right now that it seems very, very favorable.
I push the buttons, I run the whole show. These are my children, but they are ungrateful.
When arrest seemed imminent,
they
student
think
leaders
they are
looked to bend
adults,
about legal
they
advice,
think they
gave
are
instructions
grown.
On civil disobedience to the demonstrators. A leader advised students to remove all glasses, pencils, and sharp objects to prevent injuries, and instructions
and you
were
hear
given on
them
how to
shouting
behave
and
if, when
yelling
the arrest
and
began.
Screaming. They think they're so smart and they think they're so strong.
Go limp.
Well, they want to make speeches but never say nice things. But they're only students, so they're in the wrong. I listened myself and heard but a whisper. Not screaming, not yelling, just one simple song. Please listen to our side, though we're only students.
Negotiations have not broken down yet. They haven't officially broken down yet, but there has been a guarantee that there will be no arrest until they arrive.
You have a choice to act.
Well, they stopped my cop car and kept making speeches. Those beatniks and communists, they sat in my hall. We can do without them, they always cause trouble. The school look its best with no students at all. Was then that I left him to go to my classes. I heard some voices and noticed a crowd. I left off my studies to listen to their side. I gathered my books and sat down on the ground.
In the last 700 years, a policeman has not been allowed on a German
I wish
campus.
He had been there
now,
to watch and to listen.
Prayer,
to hear what all of those students did
fought.
Say. It wasn't a final, not even a midterm. But we showed we'd learned something at Berkeley that day.
There's a possibility of reconciliation.
The president of the university signed a pact with leaders of the demonstration and they returned to report to the demonstrating students. Here, one of the leaders, Mario Savio, reads the pact and asks for its acceptance by the students.
And dark was the day when the bastion of
the first provision
took our freedom away.
The student demonstrators shall
as the cops master round
from all forms
where we peacefully
of their illegal protest against university regulations. Please.
Our tables for freedum.
A committee
for the
representing students
and the brown,
including leaders of the demonstration, faculty and administration,
said they
will immediately be set up
down
to conduct discussions and hearings
into
all aspects of political behavior on campus and its control, and to make recommendations to the administration.
The
three. The arrested man will be booked
in
but released
days
on his own recognizance, and the university, which is the complainant, will not press charges.
The bastion of was keeping the peace as they closed in around
the duration of the suspension of the suspended students will be submitted within 1 week to the Student Conduct Committee of the Academic Senate, not to the administration.
This isn't the end of freedom's hard fight. The bastion of truth goes on into the night. And tyranny's names are many and dark, and its whips have left many
by student organizations in accordance with existing university regulations. That is, in other words, none of the groups originally involved have had their privileges suspended. Sixth and last, the president of the university has already declared his willingness to support deeding certain university property at the end of Telegraph Avenue to the city of Berkeley or to the ASUC Senate. I would like that those who have taken part in this protest will agree by acclamation to accepting this document and, as soon as they have done so, to rise quietly and with dignity to walk home. May I please have that decision?
The fight was not over. The proposed negotiations deadlocked, and the chancellor disbanded the committee. New demonstrations ensued, culminating with the arrest of some 800 demonstrators. Student leaders and teaching assistants called a massive strike, and the university ground to a halt. 2 days later, the faculty voted 8-1 in favor of student goals. In a student election held during the crisis, free speech candidates swept the field. But the final authority for the solution of the dispute rests with the Board of Regents, who seem reluctant to grant the student faculty demands.
And as this song is being sung, more and more students, many more, and now followed by the leaders on top of the town, are raising their right hand in the familiar V for Victory signal.